Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
All right, guys, before we start today's show, I got to talk about Infinite CBD, which is the greatest company ever. We love Infinite CBD. It makes the cleanest, healthiest, purest forms of CBD available. If you don't know what CBD is, it is the non-psychoactive chemical in marijuana. It does not get you high. It is completely legal. And Infinite CBD makes some of the best products available. They are also the marquee sponsor for Skankfest. And as you guys know, Skankfest All Access is sold out. You can't get past us for the entire weekend unless you guys go to infinitecbd.com/skankfest. That is infinitecbd.com/skankfest. If you guys go there, you could get lucky and win a free pair of tickets plus a $200 Infinite CBD bundle pack. That's one lucky fan every single week leading up to Skankfest. We're going to do that for once again. Go to infinitecbd.com/skankfest. And if you guys make any purchases at infinitecbd.com, make sure you use the promo code RAP15. Save 15% with the promo code RAP15. All right, let's start the show.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Slow songs, they for skinny hoes. Can't move all of this here to one of those. I'm a thick bitch, I need tempo. Fuck it up to the tempo. Pity pat, pity pat, pity pity pat. Look at my ass, it's fitty fitty fat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty kitty cat. Brr, me a glass, boy, I like my water wet.
I don't mind it.
Throw it back, good.
That's your pick? That was good.
It's not bad. I did not think it was going to be as good.
That's a nice intro.
I thought it was going to be some horse shit, like some fucking Lilith Fair. What was the name of this?
Tempo.
Tempo by Lizzo.
And I thought it was going to be some real Lizzo shit.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. When I heard, that's exactly what it was. I thought I was going to listen to Lizzo shit. I thought it was going to be like just no drum or no bass, yeah. Just like a chick singing in the woods.
That came in hard, dude.
When I said gay, it means that I just meant that I want to fuck her.
Hell yeah.
That's what I meant by gay.
I like it.
So that was confusing.
I like it. We got a great show planned today. First time ever on the show, Sarah Hartshorn joins the Real Ass Podcast. This is her choice today. We usually bestow the honor upon a new guest on the show to pick the intro song. Fuck, that dropped hot.
That did. That did. That came in hard. I like it.
I know.
Like, I'm actually going to, I might download this.
This is good.
It's a good album.
Paul Verzey's here.
Yo.
Real Ass Podcast Wednesday, hump day.
You know how much I love the visual of Paul driving around singing a song about his pussy getting eaten?
With his daughter in the backseat crying. You know that voice. As always, my partner in crime, the international superstar, Zach D'Amico, is here. Let's turn it down a little bit. It's a little crazy.
They're singing for me. I'm the kitty cat.
You're the kitty. The kitty and the chief are
chief
here.
Chief of the kitty.
Chief of the kitty in the morning. Ready to rock and roll for you guys. We ain't fucking around. It's a Wednesday. We got a great show. A lot of fun stuff planned. It's a good day for comedy overall. So let's get into some shit really quick. Let's get the plugs out of the way. Let's go with Sarah. What do you want to plug really quick? Really quick. Because people have been complaining lately that the plugs take too long. Hey, fuck faces. Hey, fuck faces. This is why we do it. We do live shows. People come on the shows to promote their shit. Suck my fucking dick. You want to drop it in the middle of the show and ruin the flow, or you want me to get it out of the way? What do you want me to do? Pick one, fuck face. Sorry, Sarah. I apologize. Right. I got to yell at the fans sometimes.
No, that's fair.
You know, but they like that. They like the aggression. You got to come right at them. Mm-hmm. Be like, you fucking idiot. Stop downloading this show. I don't like any of you. I mean that. I'm kidding. These are jokes for them. They get it.
No, no.
Don't come up to me after shows and touch me. Sarah, go ahead.
You can come up to me after shows and touch me.
Don't say it.
No, I heard it. It was coming out of my mouth, and I heard it. All right.
Stopped yourself. Good. It was nice. Good.
Wrong audience. You don't want that.
I was shush. Okay. Just follow me on Instagram. I post everything on there. I post all my shows. It's just my name, Sarah B. Hartshorn. S-A-R-A-H. B as in boy. H-A-R-T-S-H-O-R-N-E.
It's a lot of fucking words.
I know. It's a long ass name.
It's a lot. It's a long name. But you already have a career. I'm assuming you're a new comic, right?
No.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
Like 5 years. That's so
still
new.
Pretty new.
It's
that's
newish. New. Yeah.
But you're newer. You were, I found out, I didn't even know this before we came into it, but you were on cycle 9 of America's Next Top Model.
I was. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you were like 10 years aged out of being a model.
Yeah.
So now it's all,
yeah.
You saw it coming on
but
the horizon.
Not a catalog model. I was a plus size catalog model when you're, you know, so you can do that till you're older. Yeah.
I like it.
Does plus size mean tall too? It means tall too.
No. I mean, yeah, you have to be tall. Yeah, yeah. But all models are tall.
No, I didn't know.
Regular
plus
models
size
are tall.
Tall.
Like,
what plus size? It must be like 9 feet tall.
You must be like really
plus size model.
You gotta be, yeah, tall, but like, yeah, it's 6'9".
Well, you're such a nice guy.
Yeah, I didn't even mean.
That's very nice.
He had to just not say anything.
Yeah.
He didn't have to chime in.
I don't have no idea why
so
the fuck
nice
I did that.
That he started freaking out and he heard the word plus size and he went, that means tall, right?
People get so uncomfortable.
Not fat, bitches.
They're like, no, you're not. You don't even look plus size. You don't even. No, I would never. I would never. Because you're.
I was actually looking at it from that standpoint. I was actually complimenting you, going like, is that because of a tall thing?
No.
Right, of course.
Not a...
Most models are tall.
No, it's a fat thing, but
they are all tall, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no short models.
Not really.
There's no
short,
short
Instagram
super
models.
Yeah. That's what happens.
Those are prostitutes.
Right.
So, very nice to have you, Sarah. Were you done plugging? I apologize.
No, I'm done plugging. That's it. I post it all in there. Just follow me and all my shows are
love
on there.
Love it. Paul Verhoeven, what do you got coming up, my friend?
This week, I will be in Poughkeepsie Saturday. Two shows, 7 and 9:30. Laugh It Up in Poughkeepsie. Next weekend, I will be at the Roar Comedy Club in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Oh,
the
new
MGM. That's where I'm from.
Oh, nice.
Not Springfield, but near there.
And then the week
real
after that.
Real tall girls.
Yeah, real tall. They grow them tall.
And then the week after that, I'll be at the DC Improv. You can get all the dates on paulverzi.com. Check out the special streaming on Paul Verzi. I'll say this, Comedy Central streaming. And you can check out the Verzi Effect podcast, too.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. Zach Amico.
Twitter and Instagram, Zach is not funny. Check out my other show here on the Gas Digital Network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Every Friday at midnight, comics sitting down and bullshitting while we watch a horror movie.
Fuck you. And guys, yeah, tonight if you're listening live, I'm down the shore. Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club tonight with Mike Feeney. Beyond that, guys, buy the special. Luis J. Gomez presents Luis J. Gomez. Available everywhere you can get comedy specials. Just go buy it right now. Go do it right now. Go download it. Go show it to a friend. Download the audio. It's also on Spotify. Whatever you're doing, if you've not fucking heard the special, you're not a goddamn fan of this show. You're a piece of shit. That's what you are. I haven't looked at the numbers completely yet. Thank you, Harrington, but I think there are more people that are downloading this podcast than have purchased the special. I gotta be honest with you. So you're listening to this for free, you can't spend fucking $12, you piece of shit.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Thank
and you,
you
know
brother.
What happens when you do it your way? Because I found out when with the streaming on Comedy Central, you're gonna get so many more people watch it later.
Of course.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Like 6 months from now, someone's gonna be like, dude, that was fucking awesome.
I know, yeah. Well, this is what we have with Dave. Dave, we released Dave's almost 2 years ago now, and people still to this day are buying it. I mean,
yeah.
we independently produce it, so we see everything, and it's great. So we really do appreciate it, and anybody who has purchased it, I really do appreciate the positive feedback. And also just go to iTunes right now, leave us a 5-star ranking, positive review. One reviewer every month we give a piece of merch to, whether it's a good or bad review. We don't fuck around, and we're giving one away today. It's the first of the month, so we're gonna give away today in just a moment. But also go to gasdigitalnetwork.com, use the promo code RAP if you want access to everything we've ever done here. Over 5,000 hours of live streaming content, every podcast I've ever been a part of, Real Ass Podcasts, Believe You Me, Legion of Skanks, plus 17 other shows on the network at your fingertips, on demand, pre-release, uncensored, anything you guys want. Save $1.50 a month if you use the promo code RAP, plus a 14-day free trial. Holy shit, gasdigitalnetwork.com is where it's at. All right, here's the one reviewer. Gets a piece of merch. Subtle Biscuit TV. Shannon. Subtle Biscuit TV.
I'm looking for it.
Look for it. What'd they say about us? Hopefully it's a good one, because I got to be honest with you. When it's bad ones and I have to give them merch, it bothers me.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that.
Because I think it's illegal.
Because you can't give people the incentive to give you a good... You can't bribe people on iTunes.
Gotcha. Kicked off of iTunes.
Terms of services. And for some reason... Shannon and Harrington haven't figured out yet to just put the good reviews.
There was one time I was going to do that,
no.
And Lewis told me not to.
No, exactly. See, thank you, Shannon. Good. I like pulling the curtain back for the fans that listen to the show. It's a real-ass podcast.
I'm rephrase that. Lewis, Shannon, and Harrington haven't figured out to just put the good reviews in.
I figured it out. No, I want to make it fair. Go write me a bad review. Fine. Fine. I don't care. I lean into the bad reviews. I like it. It makes me more powerful. It makes everyone more powerful. I'll tell you what, every time you read something bad about yourself, okay, this is the truth, okay? It is like it erodes a layer of bitch-assness off of you. That's what happens. Every time you fucking somebody on Reddit, somebody on YouTube, they fuck, this guy sucks, his fucking kid, I hope he gets AIDS. Just another fucking layer of bitch-assness. And then eventually...
You're a Grand Canyon of sadness, like Lewis. You drive a car through Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually, you don't feel anything
bulletproof
anymore. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you get the thicker skin. I get it.
It makes you stronger. So, Shannon, what was the review?
So this one actually annoys me because he also tweeted this, and I'm not really sure what the hell it means.
Go ahead.
So it's a 5-star, though, and they say, Doggy, I'm forced to listen to some non-real-assness because of your max volume setting. Let the others turn it down and allow us to turn it up, Shannon.
So what he's saying, Shannon, because you should understand that it wasn't even that difficult of a fucking
good. I want to hear your explanation.
Thing. He's saying that you're putting out the
audio too loud.
He's saying the show's too loud.
Yeah.
No, he should be saying it's too low, though. Yeah, no. Read it again. No, she's right.
He says, I'm forced to listen to some non-real-assness because of your max volume setting. Let the others turn it down and allow us to turn it up.
Oh, she's saying it's too low. He's saying it's too low.
No.
Yes.
He said max volume setting.
Because of the max volume setting is too low.
Oh, okay.
So he's saying if you make it louder, it allows others to be able to just turn it down and they want to play it, but he's saying it's not loud enough.
The way that all of our network files are converted at the end is to like ideal podcast volume. Like that's a setting that we do when we compress the file. So it's perfectly set for podcast.
Oh, shit, Subtle Biscuit TV. Suck Shannon's fat clit, you bitch. How does that feel?
Oh, somebody just got a soup can to the side of the head.
What a fucking bitch. How'd that feel? Shannon just slid her fucking clit down your throat right now. She's just pumping it in
and squeezed your nose while she did it.
Yeah, Shannon's got a huge clit. Well,
what?
Huge clit on Shannon.
How do you know that?
How did she get the job here? I was like, Shannon, what do you bring to the table? She slapped it onto the fucking table. Her clit
flew out like a fucking
4-pound steak. Just made a big old slap. It was great. Thanks, Shannon. Thank you for all you do for this show.
My pleasure. And yeah, Harrington has it on the screen.
Here we go. Let's see. Oh, yeah, all right, see. Fine. We got it. We got it.
You want
to? Oh. 19 to 23 luffs. Duh.
Where was that from? Where was that?
GuestDigitalNetwork.com.
TrinityDigitalMedia.com.
Oh. Yeah, same.
Making church tech ministry understandable.
Oh, okay.
Harrington, you're a moron.
I
was going to fire Harrington today, but I found out it was his birthday. And we're not singing happy birthday to him. We're not doing a cake. We're not doing anything. He doesn't get a celebration. He gets to hang on by a thread.
Keep his job.
By a thread. You know what, Harrington? He put out the Believe You Me podcast, Michael Bisson's podcast, second most popular podcast on the network. I mean, just really, really, and a very passionate fan base. Just he makes a mistake every show, and he didn't put out the show yesterday on YouTube. I hit him up. I was like, dude, why is it not live? Why is it saying the file's not there? And he goes, I don't know what happened. I set it to go out, but it just must have not went out.
Oh,
and
boy.
That's the type of like excuses that you get. Like, just not even like, oh, dude, I fucked. It's never, hey, I really fucked up there. I'm the problem. And that's the problem. That's a bigger problem. You know what reminds me of? You know, we've all been in these relationships before. I'm assuming everyone's kind of had a relationship that hasn't worked out here, right?
Yeah, many.
Right. Now, you know when you're on the last legs of your relationship and you know it's not going to last. Like, you can say, we're not going to get married. We're not going to have kids. We know. You could still. You might even be another year or two left in this relationship for some reason.
You just look at him and you're like, this is not going. This
it's not going to end with us with a white picket fence.
No, but you still got to pretend you love her when you roast battle her on Comedy Central.
Exactly. Dude, literally, me and Karen broke up, and we only pretended to be together for Comedy Central. It was a credit.
Wait,
bitch.
Who?
Me and Karen Fian, when we roast battled each other,
it's
we had broken
her
up already.
Today.
Is it her birthday today?
I think so.
May 1st? Oh, I got to tell her happy birthday. That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. You broke up?
I'm going to buy Karen a cake. That's how much I hate you. Harrington.
Ex.
I'm going to go buy Karen fucking Fian a goddamn cake.
Now, what's more of a waste of money? The cake she's going to throw up or the 44 candles we would have got Harrington?
Zach's on fire today. He's not going to let up. I told him. You know what I said? I said, Zach, off the leash. Kitty cat.
Have you ever fired someone before? You ever sat down one-on-one?
Oh, yeah.
Person to person and go, look.
Not at Gas Digital. I haven't had to. I have other people that will fire people. That's where I'm at Gas Digital. I don't need to fire people.
You don't have to do it. It's your thing.
Yeah, but I've fired people before, yeah. Plenty of times. I've owned a few businesses.
I had to fire an intern once. That was uncomfortable.
Nice. How'd you do it?
I
sat on her. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but listen, but an intern's not getting paid, right?
I know. That's why I felt like such a dick. I was like, you're not even worth the no money that we're.
We want to stop.
You're like, I'm a whale. Can you also get me a coffee? Like,
yeah. You're so bad at
not getting money that you're gone. It's over.
We spend so much time explaining things to you that you have to go.
Worth negative money.
I was like, you are worth negative money. I'm sorry.
What were they interning for?
I worked for a mental health nonprofit and they were interning for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they were trying to help people too?
I know.
That's fucked up.
At a nonprofit.
Nobody was making money.
This
story's getting sad.
Helping children that are sick.
We were helping mentally ill children. Yeah.
This is going to sound very like fucking alt-righty of me to say, but I feel like there shouldn't be nonprofit mental health age. I feel like you should figure out a way to make it for profit, and I think you're going to probably get more done by having the higher ups. I would hire the CEO of Coca-Cola to run my fucking mental health fucking agency. Because that nigga's going to get shit done. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like some
bitch that way every time you see Santa Claus, you think of schizophrenia. Yeah.
some dude making 37 grand a year because he has a bleeding heart and he wants, it's just like,
yeah,
the system there is broken because ingenuity and you know, the way that human beings are built to you know, we're sort of, I put more faith in the it's honestly, you'd rather Donald Trump be at the head of that than instead of fucking
some Fortune 500 CEO.
Yeah,
we're gonna fix these retard wards.
It's true.
Yeah,
I think it's a better idea. Pay a couple big killers at the top. This I know. Look, it sounds bad.
No, honestly, I work at another nonprofit now, but oh, good.
This is the other pro abortion.
Need to go back to good times when Freddy Krueger was haunting these kids' dreams.
Exactly.
Come on now. Yeah. No, I went from helping mentally ill kids to just killing babies. But like, did you see that documentary on Elizabeth Holmes?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was about the tech woman who lied, but they were talking about a study that showed that if people think that they are doing good work, they will lie and pass a lie detector test because they have no.
Oh.
Like, people are willing to lie. So that's why I kind of think, like, our nonprofit is great. But nonprofit, the generally nonprofits are pretty fucked up. I kind of think you're right. Like,
yeah, well, I mean, you know, you're right. I think there's something about that, right? And I think that there are, what was the one thing? Remember the one justice for the Supreme Court that was controversial like 6 months ago, a year ago?
Kavanaugh.
Yeah. So
still controversial.
Yes. But not it's not a flavor of the fucking week right now. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's still controversial, but people, it's over now. So it's just the next thing. It's the church fire or whatever the fuck else happened. Sri Lanka. Who knows?
And the same thing happened with Clarence Thomas years ago.
Yeah.
Years ago when I was little, it was Clarence Thomas.
Did he
sexually harass Anita Hill?
The Wendy's guy?
And that was the whole thing. The Black Supreme Court justice
different
had a
Thomas.
Thing with Anita Hill,
Dave
and she
Thomas.
Said that
Dave
he
Thomas.
Sexually harassed her, and it was a big thing.
Dave Thomas.
And Joe Biden, it's relevant now because Joe Biden just didn't apologize. He was like, I am sorry that she was upset. I feel that people were unfair to her. I was great.
This is my fault. I went down this path. I said something that sort of was relevant to like social and political issues.
And immediately went to the Wendy's guy.
And then I started thinking about Wendy's.
Yeah.
And then my mind stayed there. And you guys started having a real conversation about some real shit. And I'm still thinking about dipping French fries into a smooth or a frosty.
I knew it went there when you said Dave Thomas.
Fuck yeah.
And I realized that whatever real thing was going on, out.
Not the show.
No, not the show.
Gotta be honest with you guys. I mean, it's like Woody Woodpecker. Imagine he's like, well, let me tell you guys about fucking.
Yeah.
Nope. We want him to go ha 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 and fucking
right in the
bang his nose into a tree. Yeah. That's what we're looking for right now.
Gotcha.
So, Dave Thomas, huh?
Yeah. Fries in a, what's it called?
Frosty.
I love being dumb. It's the best. Well, because you surprise people sometimes too, right? Yeah. So when I just, you know, I'll just. Yeah, I'm down here, guys. Don't worry. And then when I say something somewhat intelligent, people are like, good for this guy.
Oh, you keep the bar low.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, jump right over. Oh, this guy's on it.
Exactly.
This guy's fucking sharp.
I'm very smart for that reason. Most people, the problem is most people are trying to be up here.
They try to start there.
But they don't have the ability.
Right.
They don't have the ability to be up there.
Yeah.
They barely have the ability to be down here with me, but they're trying. But I'm down here just fucking slaying dick. You get the analogy.
Yeah.
Everyone understands what I'm saying.
No, that's the good thing about, that was the best thing about modeling, is I could say, I could string a sentence together and people would be like,
wow. This chick is fucking great. Mm. I like it. Did you, how far did you go in cycle nine of America's Next Top Model?
I was the seventh to get eliminated.
Seventh to get eliminated.
Out of like 13.
Was it a great experience?
Yeah. I mean, I had never, no one had ever said like, you should model before. So it was very weird.
So you weren't a model before you did the show?
No.
What?
No, never. Not. I mean, no.
Were any of the chicks a model before they did the show?
Yeah.
Yeah, most of them do some shit, right?
Yeah. Some of them weren't, but all of them looked like, you know, models. Like, right. I've had tits since I was 11, you know, like
hell, geez. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Let's get some pictures. Did you get them?
Honestly, yeah. There probably are pictures. The top model website.
I thought that's why you were grabbing
your phone. I love
how
you grabbed your phone. That's what I was thinking. No, you were like, honestly, I think I do. I was like,
scroll back to 11.
Honestly, because the sites that like are like, where are they now? They find every picture.
Pull up some of the modeling pictures of Sarah. This is Sarah?
That's me.
Oh, fuck yeah, Sarah. You're not even fat.
That's me. That's from the show.
Oh,
that's
she's
from
not,
the show.
She's not fat at all.
Sorry.
She's like a normal size.
I'm kind of fat now.
Let me see. I'm kidding. Sarah, I'm sorry.
They have some pictures of me. Yeah.
There
so what
go.
Is it? It's like American Idol for, it was just like anybody can, like it was like American Idol casting call for it?
Yeah.
How did
it's
you
like
end up getting onto the show?
Well, a friend of mine asked me to go with her. And so I went and we went together. I wasn't actually even planning on, that was a beauty campaign I did after the show. I have the worst extensions. That's why my hair's back.
Oh, there you go.
That's me recently. Boom, boom, I'm actually fatter there than I am now. That was another beauty campaign. That was a...
So you showed up with your friend and you were like...
Yeah.
And was she a plus size model or no?
No, she was straight. She was like a size zero.
She hates your guts.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, you showed up
friends anymore.
You were fucking just sitting there fucking shoving a slice of pizza into your face. You're like, I'll wait out here.
I had Dunkin' Donuts. It was because you have to line up at like 5 in the morning. And I'd done an all-nighter. Yeah, so I was just like literally eating donuts. And we got to the front of the line and one of the PAs was like, oh, you should try out. And I was like, oh, I and she was like, no, you'd be plus size. I was like,
They saw the powder on your face and thought it was Coke. And they're like,
that's
a model.
There's potential there. There's potential. Yeah. And then it's a fucking cattle call. It's insane. They line you up.
With a plus size.
Like 100 girls at a time.
Yeah.
And like back of the nose to the back of the head.
Hell yeah.
And then, yeah.
You have to watch a man masturbate. That's level one.
Yep, level one.
You go through another door.
Yeah. And then it's like, can he come on you?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Wow.
It's not bad.
Can Tyra come on you?
Was there weird shit? Because now it's a different time. Like, you know, how long ago was that?
That was like 10 years ago.
It's 10 years ago. Even in 10 years, the entertainment industry has changed.
And the plus size industry has changed a lot.
I know, now they're everywhere. Yeah. But it bothers me. I got to be honest with you. Can let me look. It's going to sound a little alt-right to you again. Okay. Because this is an
Nazi show, right?
How many times are you going to go, all right, look, this may sound a little alt-right to you. That's the common theme of every Lewis statement. Listen,
this is the number one alt-right Christian podcast in the country.
That's what I assumed. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm out there. I'm rooting for the white man. I got no problem saying that. All right. So, I feel like they're forcing it down our throats a little bit.
What are they?
The plus size mannequins, the campaigns, they're in everything. It almost feels disingenuous. Now it feels like it's the thing to do. You know, and I feel like it's almost like this season, it was the first year where all like the Super Bowl commercials like had like a little fucking.
There's like a message instead
twist.
Of the product.
Yeah, it wasn't just about, you know, a dancing baby with a fucking monkey head, which was awesome. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
But now the dancing baby and the monkey head has to be like, hey, it's not black. Don't worry. That's not what it is.
Right.
You know, like, we get it. Nobody thought it was a black baby. Okay.
Yeah, we get it. Your product's progressive.
Exactly.
We get it.
But I don't need my products to be progressive. I don't need a political angle or a social angle. It turns me off. Whatever if somebody has an angle where it's not just selling me their product, they're treating me like I'm a fucking idiot.
100%.
Yeah, because they're just doing it to make money. Like, they don't actually
because
like...
these fat fucks are going to eat Doritos anyway. You don't need to see everybody, every ethnic, you know, diverse person grabbing a fucking Dorito going, yeah. We like it too.
Well, no, that's for the Hot Cheetos commercial.
Well,
yeah. But that's just smart marketing. You got to know your audience.
Well, they're also, I think, they understand what's going on. And in the future, I think that it's seeping more and more in younger people. They're growing up we're raised by television and media, right? So we weren't raised by that. We hear it now. We kind of roll our eyes at it a lot. And you, I'm assuming you're a fucking feminist. Every chick is a feminist these days. And that's awesome. But I'm assuming that as not a child, as a woman who's been, you know, had real jobs and real experiences in life, you roll your eyes at a lot of the horseshit that's out there today because it's just craziness. My son's mother is a major feminist, but she still rolls her eyes at a lot of the shit that's going on because it's just too extreme. But those extremes are sort of what's going to develop the narrative for the next generation of people.
Well, yeah, I think that you have two, right. You have people that are feminist but strong in work. Like the other night I was at the Cellar and I go, you got to love America. I go, it's the only place where a feminist doesn't need a job. And this one woman's like, no. And this other woman was sitting next to her husband going, yeah, like I go out there and I work. And it's like, and I was just joking. Like, I was half joking, but there are some women that claim to be feminists that don't do shit. That they're just, you know what I mean? And that's all I was saying. But
I think most people that claim to be anything aren't actually doing anything, right? They're not actually lifting a finger for their cause. They're not, most people, I'm not saying everybody. I think it's very easy to pretend.
To say it.
Yeah, it's very easy to say it. When you have a platform like Facebook and you have 1,000 friends who literally agree with everything you say, you guys are, it's being filtered and designed so you guys share the same ideas. You're not even getting conflicting ideas anymore on a lot of these social media platforms. I think that you get people that don't really, they don't put much thought into anything that they say or do. They sort of just throw it out there and then go, cool, and they move on to the next thing. So,
I am biased because some of the, I do like, when brands have plus size people because those are my friends and I want them to work. So sometimes I'll be like, yeah, that's a token thing, but get it, girl. Because
it's not. And it's not even so much that. That's not the issue so much. It's it being forced down your throat and every company needing to take the angle, you know, and it just becomes disingenuous. I don't know. Overall, you're probably right.
I can shave without being reminded not to rape.
Right. Yeah.
I can't. You know what I could do with this blade?
Oh, that was at
Hence
Gillette.
The mustache.
Although that ad was so not, it was so bland. I didn't under why were people. It was, I watched it and
the
I
Gillette.
Yeah, I expected to say stop raping. They didn't even say the word assault. They didn't say anything. Mm. It was just pablum. It was fucking baby food. Who cares?
Yeah. Real men can shave without attacking.
It's almost gross to know that they had a corporate meeting. Right? Where they're like, all right, guys, Super Bowl's coming up. Here's what we need to do. It's not, you don't get it's such a fake plan.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's Coca-Cola, dude. It's Coca-Cola. We're going to fucking drink. It's been one of the most, popular sodas that people drink for decades. It doesn't matter. We don't need to know that, Coca-Cola is really, let's go get that.
Yeah, and it's also causing everyone cancer.
Just don't be a piece of shit. Yeah, it's also making everybody morbidly obese.
Yeah, we're also forgetting all the facts that it's a terrible, terrible product. Yeah. What happened with our boy Pete Davidson? Did you see this?
No.
Yeah, I mean, I just was talking about. I was just on.
Were you on Jim and Sam talking?
No, I was just on Jim and Sam, and Vinny was there.
Oh, Vinny was there.
Vinny was on. And
I want to hear it.
No, it's basically just.
Oh shit! Yeah, there she is. Sorry, I sexually harassed.
That's I'm where sorry. I start panning out of
that. That's
no.
It's what I do. I'm sorry.
If Harrington told you that, right? Me and Lewis in one moment, it would be when that happened. Lewis went, and I went to the monitor to do the same thing.
No, here was the best part.
That's our two personalities in one second.
Lewis goes, what's going on with the, do you know anything about the Pete thing? And he looked over at me. I'm friends with Pete. And I go, I was actually just on Jim and Sam and Vinny was there. And he goes, oh, Vinny was there. And then she does that. And he literally it was as if nothing was coming.
I'm sorry.
I was going to say anything. No, it's fine.
We don't have a lot of females around here. So when big, natural, real boobs get pulled out, Those were pulled out. They made audible sounds. They went thump thump. What am I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. I don't have a giant clit.
I know. That's all Shannon
what
has.
What am I supposed to do?
Shannon has those big fake tits. Maybe get a fake clit.
I could do that. Yeah.
They don't do that implant.
I'm sure they do. I'm sure you can get a fake clip built right there, a little fucking button.
It's one of those things you pump up a basketball with.
You just cut. All you're going to do is you clip this part of the ear. You know this little nod right here in the ear? Clip it and you fucking just lick it and put it right above the puss.
You see people walking around with that cut off? You're like, oh, I know what's going
on. That's
it.
That's a clip. That's it on some chick's fucking.
Yeah.
No, with the.
I don't need my science.
Yeah.
With the Pete thing, I don't know. Like, I literally, like, I just texted Pete. I said, hey, man, I saw you were upset on Instagram. Is everything good? And he goes, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just not going to go on, I'm just not going to go on stage under those circumstances. And apparently it was a...
Oh, I did hear about it.
National story.
Yeah, it's amazing. It was just like, Vinny's like, no, people told me to say something. I thought, you know, they didn't like what I did, and Pete left. It's not a... I mean, that's the one thing. I'm not just saying this because he's my friend. I'm really not. But everything... I was in the dentist waiting room yesterday. And they have Page Six TV now on Fox.
Yeah.
So it's basically like Fox News's like TMZ, and it's called Page Six. And they're just talking about him. And I'm just like, I was talking to him the other day. I go, dude, good for you for like being like, he's, remember how you were talking about seeing bad reviews and getting bulletproof?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like that now. It's like, he's just like, whatever the fuck you're going to say. It's like everything the kid does, any ball game he goes to, it's unbelievable.
Is it just because he dated Ariana and now
that's what really set him over the edge. There's nothing that he's done career wise that has gotten him to that stratosphere of fame. You're dating the it girl. You're like not only dating, engaged to like crazy whirlwind romance. That thing was such a big story that it brought him up into a fucking, it almost shoots you into a level of fame where you're. You have to be really prepared for it.
I didn't realize what she did. Like, when she puts out a single on YouTube, it got to, like, Taylor's, they said, like, 54 million people download her video on YouTube, like, the day it comes out. She's, like, an international, like, sports arena, international. Yeah. So we know SNL people. We know SNL cast members that are friends, and they're like, they got the SNL fame. But I think when he dated her, that's like,
she's so famous that it rubbed off.
Yeah.
People talk about Joe Rogan's fame rubbing off on his friends. I'm talking about she fucked him, and now there's nothing he can do. He will be a celebrity forever now. Like, it's crazy. I mean, I guess he could disappear if he stopped
anybody
working.
He fucks is now famous.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, then he goes and starts about, I'm dying right now here. Does anybody else want to get high?
No, I'm good.
Give it to me.
There you go. But then he started dating Kate Beckinsale. So here's what happens. He's at the Stress Factory about to do a gig. Vinny Brand, who's the owner of the Stress Factory, but this should also be pointed out, is a longtime comedy veteran, 20, 25-year veteran, okay?
Yeah,
a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
If you ask Vinny, would probably say that he's a stand-up comic first and a comedy club owner second.
Right.
I don't know if you've asked anybody else that, but, you know, it is what it is. Like,
right.
You know, but Vinny's actually a great comic. To be honest with you, Vinny's a killer. He kills on stage. So he goes up, he's hosting a show for Pete. And I guess the joke that he made was, guys, no heckling, nothing about Ariana, nothing about Kate, and nothing about Hillary. And he goes, I didn't even know that one. Something like that. Just some joke about he didn't know he was fucking Hillary.
Oh, he added Hillary.
Hillary. He made a joke. It wasn't just an announcement. It was actually a joke. So then Pete goes, I'm not going out. He's like, fuck it. I'm not going out. And then he storms out and says, yeah, that's it. You made a joke about that, and that's that.
I didn't even know that.
That's my understanding of it. Am I wrong about any of that, Shannon?
No, because from the article, it seemed that Vinny was saying, though, that he was only saying what Pete had told him were the conditions of him performing at the club was no heckling and no mentioning of the girlfriend. So he told them, don't heckle with these names. And when Pete heard that, he was like, oh, you mentioned the names, and walked out. He also posted to Twitter immediately after. Do you want to see that?
Sure. Pull it up.
I got to go on. The owner, Vinny Brand, disrespected me and did something that I told him not to do. And I can't, perform under those circumstances. However, everybody who got tickets to that show, I am doing a free show for you guys. We'll figure out where it's going to be in the next week. And, we'll get it all sorted out. Sorry again. This is not your fault. Later.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Knowing Pete the way I know him, he did a college in Connecticut, and he was just like, come bring the family. He's cool with my son's. Like, hey, come out.
Of course.
We went out there, and Pete's not going to drive to Bridgeport, Connecticut with three of his friends that are opening with the intention of not going on.
No, I understand
So something
that.
Definitely, like, and knowing him, he was upset there.
I think that, yeah, like, he didn't want those. And I think also it comes from something where before, where, like, things have happened before with the heckling.
Yeah.
With that. So I think that when those names get mentioned, you know, whatever, but...
I think, all right, here's two things I'll say. Number one, if Pete does a free show for everybody that had tickets in the next week, I think it's sort of a wash, you know, because I do think we have we can create a standard for the conditions we want to work in. And I think that everyone has that right, you know, and if he actually had a conversation and it was a miscommunication and, you know, Vinny, you know, made a joke not understanding what he meant by it. I don't think Vinny's not an idiot. Vinny's trying to make money as a comedy club owner as well. You know, so, what it seems like happened there was he told him not to mention the names. Vinny thought he was telling the audience not to mention the names. And then fucking...
It's a miscommunication.
So, for me, if I'm Pete, I would still go, yeah, fuck you, dude. We'll talk after the show. I go on, I do my hour, and that's that. That's just the way I would handle it. I'm not saying that everybody has to handle it the way that I would handle it. It's a little different than I thought. Because it sounded like Pete was just being a baby... And just threw his fucking hands up. But if he actually had a conversation specifically and was like, dude, you know, because what you're doing is you can't say don't do this because you're just inviting anybody who is an asshole at all, who's not a real fan.
Yeah.
Look, Pete is famous, but he's not that famous. There are people there that aren't Pete Davidson fans. There are plenty of fans of SNL, plenty of fans that are just fans of Stress Factory. They come to the Stress Factory, whoever's there 4 or 5 times a year. They live in the area. They know there's great comedy there. They hear that Pete Davis is going to be there. They know.
Well, they're not necessarily comedy fans. They're fans of Pete the celebrity.
Yeah.
So they also don't understand that construct.
Yeah, yeah. There's all of these different, like...
I believe Vinny did something. And again, I know it's going to sound so biased, but I believe Vinny did something either sarcastically or jokingly that Pete was just like, dude, like... And then at that point, it's like, fuck this guy. Like, I feel like... And I don't even... I'm not necessarily saying Vinny's intentions were malice.
Right.
But I feel like Vinny might have been a little sarcastic or joked. And then Pete's going like, you know what, man? Fuck it. I don't have to do this. And I'm going to take care of these people. And I agree with you, which I think Pete will do. He will definitely take care of those 300 people.
As long as he takes care of those people, then it's sort of a wash because I just kind of feel like, dude, if you don't want to fucking go, first of all, now he's pissed off. You gotta understand what it is, right? When you go on stage, you're projecting an energy onto the crowd.
Absolutely.
You're under a microscope. Pete Davidson, the people have their cell phones out. They're going to be recording a set.
Yeah.
Now he's legitimately pissed before he goes on the stage and you're inviting people to now do the thing that you're telling them not to do.
And we're already vulnerable up there. We're already fucking, I don't care who you are as a comedian, okay? And the highest level. You're already vulnerable and sensitive. Now that shit's being said and you kind of get a fucking walk up there and grab the mic and people are looking at you.
And it would be nice to not have to. It would be nice. Yeah.
He's at the position
like
where he could say that.
Cannot do that. I mean, maybe you're in a better position now.
No, but we wouldn't.
It'd be pretty tough to see me ever go, fuck you, I'm not going on stage right now and walk out. I couldn't even imagine being there in a position where that wouldn't set off a chain reaction where it would be so negative. Pete is sort of above these clubs.
When we went, went to the movies once and like he just had his hood on and he literally was like incognito. And when fucking somebody knew it was him, and I just feel like what Vinny did made him go like, I don't want to be subject to that shit. Like, I kind of was like, yeah, I mean, and I know they're probably already working on a venue.
Yeah. Especially because he's also like young and he is really funny, but he's not like you're experienced enough that you know how to handle a heckler. Like you can handle any heckler you probably already have, you know, like they're not going to throw anything new at you.
Of course.
But not only... would it be new? It's like something new in his life. And also, he's not famous.
Pete's a vet. Like, Pete's been doing comedy since he was like 16 or 17 years
old.
But
how old is he
only
now?
Like 24?
Dude, Pete was on my podcast when he was 18, and he was just like fucking doing it a couple of years by then. He's been doing it now.
For 8 years, probably.
Almost eight.
And but he's not only that, eight, but we're talking about eight on eight. He's been famous for a while and been handling sort of bigger situations for a while. So I don't know that he wouldn't be able to handle a heckler. The problem is, this is almost like just thinking it from a comedic standpoint, it's a little inside baseball. He should, because he's so famous at this stage, in order to grow to the Bill Burr level, 25 years in, the best in the fucking world, which is every comic, anyone sitting on a fucking microphone, they want to be the best, no matter what they want to say.
Sure.
Most of us will never get there, but the reality is you reach for the best
and wherever you end up.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he's not dealing with those same struggles that other 8-year comics are dealing with, and he's able to go, fuck it, I'm not even going to go out there now and not, you know, deal with sort of a rowdy crowd or a shitty crowd, that is going to be detrimental to his growth. That will not help him get to be the absolute best because you have to deal with that adversity. You have to deal with eating a lot of shit in order to be the best. Guys like Burr, forgive me that big, dude. Look at like Bob Kelly. You know what I'm saying? Bobby is a monster on stage. Bobby kills. Go see Bobby Kelly live. Yeah. He levels the room. It's fucking, he kills like black comics killing black clubs, okay? But it came from years of eating 100%. Shit in those Boston rooms, those 100%. Shitty shows, those aggressive rooms. Big J, dude, started off in those black rooms, aggressive fucking rooms. He's been eating shit for 20 years, you know what I'm saying? And he's now able to handle any situation. So there's some truth to what you say, but it's not necessarily his age at the time in. It's because he became famous very early. And
yeah,
he's
also,
not-
to play devil's advocate, if Pete has a bad set that someone films or someone writes an article about, that's front page fucking entertainment news.
Yep.
Yeah.
As opposed to Bobby or Jay, who could take those beatings and learn and grow.
And what's shitty is somebody
bomb for an hour. If Pete bombs for an hour, that will be on in a newspaper. The
that'll trend on Twitter.
100%. Yeah. Guaranteed. Pete Davidson bombs, tells the crowd to go fuck himself, walks off 15 minutes early. That's a news story, which is crazy.
It is crazy.
Whereas
that
does happen to every one of us.
That's crazy that like we can go think about that. We already have pressure to kill. Right, you go on the road, you headline, you try to build an hour, you're working up a fan base, you got to do good. People are going to come back and see, right? Now you got this, somebody's got the phone out, and they're like, all right, now if this, I'm going to put this thing out there, or, you know, that's why.
Whether you're doing good or bad, you're like, dude, put your fucking phone away, dude, I'm working on it. I want to try a new punch, a new tag that may not work. And you know what? You want me to take the chance because you want the best piece of content possible. So, dude, maybe I'm going to fucking slip in something really fucked up on this one. But now I'm not going to do it because I'm worried that everyone's got their phones out. You're those people that are pulling
out
their phones.
Not even their phone out. Some broad takes out a pen and writes down the sentence you said.
Yeah. But you look at Louis situation where he had that Parkland joke, right? Who knows where that joke would have went? He probably killed the joke altogether and just doesn't do it because he got too much heat over it.
Yeah.
But it was the beginning of a joke that was a brilliant point saying, like, who the fuck are you? It's fucked up to say, but it's like, yeah, you didn't get shot, so now I have to listen to your ideas about how the universe
but
works.
But your point is you don't know where that joke would have went.
Yeah.
It could have went to this brilliant, crazy place.
Yeah.
You could start something kind of fucked up.
Yes.
You could start something fucked up. And
most
that's
good jokes are kind of fucked up.
Yeah, that's because you haven't developed. You don't even know how to develop yet. You just know the idea is there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 6 months later, you're like, oh, I'm closing with this thing because it's getting people. Yeah, that's comedy. Yeah.
That's it.
That's
you're
comedy.
And those guys, it's a different challenge now when they're that famous because – I don't think I'll ever be that famous where people are pulling out their cell phones and record. Maybe they will. I don't know. But it's just, it's a different challenge now. I mean, I don't like the idea of the comedy clubs using the
bag.
The bag. Because I'm a parent. I wouldldn't go. I wouldn't go to a place where I couldn't have my cell phone on me. I'm just not going to allow myself to
That's
be.
That's actually a good point. I never even thought of it.
Yeah, I never thought of that. Yeah.
That's a great point, actually. I never thought about that because you're basically saying for 90 minutes, you're not in touch with, you know.
Probably 2 hours. You check in.
Well, you got a babysitter. You got a babysitter and shit. You're like,
what happens if there's an emergency? I don't know what's going on.
I wasn't there for my kid because Dave Chappelle showed, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now it's a 5-hour show and I'm sitting there on the edge of my seat like, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah, no, that's a great fucking point, man.
I don't like that. So a movie theater that wouldn't enable me to, now I also used to.
I love the idea of James is on life support and Chappelle's like, and John Mayer's here. Shit, another hour.
Stormy Daniels doing a real quick 30
minutes.
Oh, shit, dude. It's fucked up. But I just personally wouldn't go into a place that wouldn't allow me to have my cell phone on me. There's that. It's also just, I'm busy. I have business going on at all times. I have work going on. Maybe other people don't have that crazy of a life with their cell phones constantly going off and things happening, but I don't know. There's something about that. The losing of control. We're training ourselves to be cyborgs right now when we have this computer on us at all times that, you know, is being more and more ingrained in our lives, right? That's really what it is. You know, I forget who was on Joe Rogan, but it was such a brilliant point where they were talking about how, you know, the idea of singularity, right? Where it's like, we're going to become one with the machines. It's like, oh, we're already doing it. It's like, we have this machine. It's just not in our body yet.
Yeah.
But that piece, this whole thing that has everything, there's going to be a way that it'll eventually be in our body and we can, with our mind, just connect to all of the information in it and just think, oh, I want to play that song.
That's fucking crazy.
So that's sort of what's, but it's almost like an outside, but the more we live on social media,
had a panic attack when you said that.
It's
because,
crazy.
Because if that did happen, like if something like that does happen, like it does make you think of like that whole Terminator shit. Like
that's what it is.
Like it's really fucking.
It's not crazy to go down that path and go like, oh yeah, and then you know the machines are designed to make us better. And we write an algorithm to make life easier, and then eventually that algorithm takes over and starts writing its own algorithms. And goes, oh yeah, human beings are a cancer on the earth. They're destroying the earth. Kill the humans.
Didn't that
earth
robot say? Didn't that robot say when they were like, "What are your?" They asked a robot, like, "What are you?" And it
look it up.
Started
look
to communicate.
Yeah, it's
it
Sophie
said something
or
like it
the
wanted
one with the, that doesn't,
to like
that
to
only
take
has
over
half
humans
a face or like, half a head.
It basically said something like to be better than humans.
No.
Or it said something. Yeah,
no.
Yeah.
But she also like yeah. She said she's the robot who jokes. Like she joked with Chrissy Teigen. I don't know. She's like
pull it up. See what it's. I remember the one.
I think her
the
name's
one
Sophie.
They
I'm
had those. They had those AI robots that started speaking gibberish. And they're like, dude, they're speaking their own language. And they started like communicating with each other. Like the eyes would switch over and they'd be like, bleep, 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 blah, blah, blah. And they were like, shut these motherfuckers
down
right now.
Lewis is thinking of Furbies.
They're making like they're doing all types of shit with machines, man. It is
but that idea, it's not that far off. You really think about it. How far off are we from somebody saying, hey, we're gonna put your cell phone in your body and here's what it's gonna be. They're gonna be like, you're going to see the first thing. It's going to be a thing on somebody's arm, and they're going to be like, think to scroll down. And they're just going to go, and they're going to scroll down just a little thing. And as soon as they can fucking start, I bet you they can.
Then I'm arguing with my fiance. Why do you always sleep on your phone arm so I can't see it at night?
There's an app to stop snoring.
Yeah, stop putting your phone arm behind your pillow at night.
Oh, shit.
That's crazy, man.
It is. It's fucked up.
Big J is like, oh, I sleep with my phone arm in my pillowcase. What's the big deal? I don't like people bothering me while I'm phone sleeping.
Yeah, it's all kind of scary. It's all.
I think that virtual reality shit, like, is like you could sit courtside at a playoff game. You can literally put that thing on, and you are at game 5 of a playoff game on the. It's like watching it. That's crazy to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like the virtual reality cameras, 3D cameras.
So basically, like,
are they doing that
there's
now?
Like an NBA package where
they
you can basically you put it on and you're at that game.
Although it's not. I've never seen that. It might be great, but because I've tried some VR and it's not
the
like
porn.
That.
You tried the
I
porn.
Tried the porn and like I didn't.
It's not advanced yet. No, it's not. It's like, still video game-ish a little bit.
Yeah,
but if I'm saying if you can do that,
it was still 10 black guys fighting over a round thing.
If you could do that now. Yeah.
But that technology will be perfected eventually. All of this, we are so far. We're not even that far off, but we're still a ways away from Alexa being really incredible. Like Alexa's, everything's going to be that Alexa idea, right? Everything's going to be like, hey, what's the weather? Fucking, you know, Google or whatever. That's going to be integrated into everything.
How long until Alexa gets brought into a courtroom?
Oh, shit. I bet it already can happen.
Like, there's already been Facebook Live videos that have been used.
In my kitchen, on the windowsill in my kitchen, and my wife
just
will be
listens.
Like, Alexa, just play this, or hey, or my kids, hey, get this YouTube thing, and all of a sudden, it's like, there's no way that's not registering what
with
you're saying.
The terms of service with Alexa, are you allowing them to record what you're saying at all times? Look that up right now, guys.
You are. Also,
are you legally allowing,
apps,
are you signing off saying?
Also, a bunch of your apps can record you all the time.
I know, nobody reads the terms of service, right? Yeah. People are giving a shit about having BetterHelp on the show, about the terms of service. Like, dude, read the terms of service.
When's the last time you got the book out of any electronic and you read it?
Read the fucking terms of service. I bet you that Alexa, they're allowed to record your voice. And what they're doing is there's secret fucking experiments. They're probably not even secret because it's probably all out there. They probably say, hey, we're just so you know, we are going to continue to build out this technology based off of, you know, us experimenting with the data that we pull. And all they're doing is dealing with how humans interact. They're taking in data. You know, all of this different information, things you're saying, information you're giving about yourself, because data and information is really, 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 really valuable, okay? So anything that they can pull from you, if they can actually organize that data and the information, they can then go and sell it out to third-party companies for millions and millions of dollars.
They are.
That's what
doing
happened.
That.
Literally,
my husband works for one of those companies that they are selling
crazy.
The information to.
I know.
Burger King did a thing where if you had the Burger King app on your phone, it tracked you all the time where you were. If you stepped inside a McDonald's, it would send you an alert for a 1 cent Whopper.
Believe me, we talked about this one.
Like,
You're talking politics to us.
I don't know. I don't want to be political, but a 1 cent Whopper is a really good deal.
Can you put your hoodie on? I mean, gee, what am I supposed to say? It's distracting. I'm kidding. You don't have to put your hoodie on, but Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Sarah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Turn the heat down.
I'm not being a pig. Turn the heat down.
Get them on.
I feel like they need their own microphones.
Imagine that. They're just like...
Shannon, be better.
Shannon has great tits.
They're fake.
So?
And they're dead. They're 15 years old. They're all hard.
They're still perfectly in place.
It's like cauliflower ear. If you don't get them drained, they'll get all hard.
I actually really like the feel of fake tits. I think I'm the only one.
Thank you, Sarah.
Are you bisexual or a lesbian?
I am bisexual. I used to be a lesbian.
We share a girlfriend.
We never share a girlfriend.
You're never that happy when I say it.
Yeah, but you're gross.
Yo, you know what's funny about this podcast? Shit just turns. Like, we were literally just talking about, like, and then we're talking about, like, robots taking over the fucking world. And I'm sitting here, like, getting scared, and I'm having anxiety that there's going to be a cell phone in my forearm, and we're fucking sitting here, and then all of a sudden, he's like, Jesus Christ, yeah, I used to be bisexual. We share a girlfriend. I don't like hard tits. And I'm trying to process the fucking robots coming to get me, and then it just turned into fake hard tits that are dead 15 years old.
Can we get some AC on in here? It is warm. It is warm. We get really cold in Sarah's seat.
Yeah, also, you know, body modification, that's going to be a thing, right? Like,
yeah.
I mean.
Well, now you can. Now you could, like, freeze your fat in your belly. You saw that? You could freeze. So, like, if you have, like, a little, you know, just a little, even like a love handle, they got this thing now where they put this, they freeze it. And, like, they make all of the fat on your arms, your belly, cold. They freeze it. And then over the course of, like, 3 months, the cells die.
No.
Yeah, right now.
It, you, like, it Voss
was telling me about it. You just go to,
what?
And it's one appointment.
Nigga, shut up. I'm going tomorrow. Here's the problem, ready?
when you
lose fat, because I get fat and I fluctuate
I do too.
A lot.
Yeah,
right?
Me too.
So here's what happened. You were a chubby teenager?
No.
Not at all?
No. No, but like as you get like
weird,
I'm like my father and brother. We got the I could be fat in 2 weeks or skinny in 2 weeks.
Me too. I'm the same.
It's
way.
Just yeah.
So, but what happens is your fat cells. You don't lose fat cells when you lay down fat cells. They just get flat or they fucking engorge, right? So if I'm a former fat kid. Or you're a fatty like me. Even when I'm in shape, it's just there's fat cells.
You
that
were fat
there.
As a kid.
I was fat as a kid. So those fat cells are there, and they will fucking blow up if I start eating salty food, water, carbohydrates. I blow up very, very, very quickly. So if that actually freezes,
Lewis has an ass like a welfare mom.
Oh, no, it kills the cells.
It kills the
cells. Yeah. Look it up. Wow. Look it up, dude.
How much is it?
I think it's affordable. Like I think it's.
I mean, probably a couple thousand.
I mean, it's thousands, but it's not.
Yeah.
I'm rich,
you know, like I probably like for like $5,000 or less, you could do it.
Are you looking at my studio?
It's probably cheaper than the toilet in the studio. I'm gonna say.
I do have a nice toilet.
It's really nice.
It is. Like I never saw that. What's up with the
bidet?
Extra. Oh,
it's a bidet. Oh yeah, go take a shit. Change your game here, my brother.
I'm a wipes guy. I use the baby wipes.
I use the baby wipes too, but I use baby wipes and a bidet.
Wow.
It will change your whole perspective on what shitting is. Have you ever used a bidet?
Never used a bidet, but I used the baby wipes.
How's your butt feeling right now?
Baby wipes feel great.
But I'm saying, how's it feeling right now? You maybe a little swamp butt sitting here? It's a little hot in this room?
I mean, I have a clean ass today.
Why don't you go do a little squirt?
Yeah.
Real quick, give us a little review. You sit down, right? Just pretend you took a shit.
But this is everybody that tries it goes, this is ridiculous. I'm not going to, ooh.
It's so nice.
Soft rear. I do soft rear, right? Right into the asshole. Position yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dry. Let it dry.
Wait, what do you mean dry?
Then
there's a dryer
it.
Comes out?
There's a dryer.
Yeah, there's a dryer.
Then you pat it like you just had a delicious meal. Your asshole. Mm-hmm.
My compliments to the chef.
I mean, you did have a delicious meal.
Exactly.
What?
Go do it right now.
I will.
Give me the review. I want to hear what you
fucking back.
Because
I'm so excited about the wipes that I've now changed my life.
Because you can just install it on your toilet.
It's a whole...
You don't have to... Yeah. I mean, theirs is like a fancy one, but you can just...
It's a couple hours. You'll have it in. You'll have it installed. Go do it. Cool. I'm jealous right now. I wish I could go do this right now on the show.
First time all over again?
The CoolSculpting treatment is the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. CoolSculpting procedure is FDA cleared for the treatment of visible fat bulges in the submental area. Abdomen, and flank? What's a flank?
It's like on your like the thigh.
Nigga, I need
it's
all
the
of
part
these...
of you we would eat if we were starving.
Mm-hmm. Doggy, this is designed for my fat fucking body.
Because it doesn't really help you lose weight. Like you don't look like you look more toned and you look thinner, but it's not like liposuction. Like you're not losing
huge
chunks.
You can buy your own applicator though.
What?
Yeah,
so you could start a business.
Determine the price, the size of the applicator.
That makes me nervous.
Medium applicators. Yeah, but I don't know how to fucking freeze off my fat, dude. I can't even freeze off a wart.
Yeah. You should do it when you're, like, at the middle range of where you fluctuate, though. Don't do it when you're at your thinnest, because then, like, you get it, you get it back. Like, do it at the middle.
I'm going to talk to somebody about this. I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because lipo's a pain in the ass, right?
I don't know.
A lipo, I feel like they fucking...
You're asking the wrong people.
I feel like lipo would be fucking...
Painful.
Yeah, really painful. You'd be out of commission for a couple weeks. Is this painful?
No.
No, it says non-invasive.
I've watched people do it on Instagram.
Pull up a video of somebody doing it. I want to see it.
Yeah.
I want to see it. It has to be. No, there's no way it doesn't hurt. You're freezing.
You feel it, but it doesn't like hurt.
As opposed to liposuction, cool sculpting is a non-invasive procedure. Get a video of this actually happening.
It up. I just figured you want to see this in the meanwhile.
Okay. Disposable gel pad that's placed over the treatment area. Liposuction is more aggressive treatment of the two, allowing fat to be removed in a single session. Okay, so no, this is more than one session.
Yeah, the cooling is not one session. Like there, I saw plans where you pay monthly. So you
how
just
long am
going.
I out of commission with liposuction? I should just get it fucking done. I'm sick of it, man. It's a pain in the ass.
What would you do? Midsection and thighs?
I would do my love handles, my thighs, my.
I'm doing it.
That's really it. What, Shannon?
I think we have it.
When did you lose the weight?
When I was like 25, I got in shape for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
So do you feel like you don't know what you look like?
Yeah, I have body dysmorphia, major body dysmorphia.
Yeah. But like, you go in both directions, right? Like sometimes...
Pause it.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. Because it's true. I see myself as, no matter what shape I'm in, I'll always see myself as fat. And then I see myself in shape. I see videos of myself. I did that fight last year. And I'm like, God damn it, I was in great shape. Why didn't I even appreciate it in the moment?
Yeah.
Like, I had abs. And I'm like, oh, I didn't even... I saw nothing. I just saw flab. That's all I saw. It's crazy.
I'm so much heavier now than I used to be. And I used to think I was like on my wedding day, I was like,
you're married?
Yeah.
Get out. Get out. The only reason you were here is because you weren't married.
No, I
heard her
was
say
so
husband
fat.
Before and checked out.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have threesomes with your husband?
Yeah.
God, fuck. Why does my life suck so bad?
I'm sorry.
Yeah. All I want to do is threesomes all the time. That's all I want, man. Fuck.
We've talked about it, but we haven't. I've never had a threesome with a penis. I've only done it with other women.
I just came. Go. Talking robots, Paul.
So I liked it. I liked the bidet. But I'm not gonna lie. When it first happened, when it first got like in my ass. It was like it was aggressive for a set.
You gotta adjust the. You can adjust that.
Yeah, you can adjust the stream power.
But then when the stream, it was warm. It was nice, and then the dryer.
The
I was like,
dryer?
Yeah,
come on, baby.
Yeah, boy. No, that's nice.
Dude, your first time's always gonna hurt a little bit.
I feel like I just I was like I popped my bidet cherry. I like it.
Yeah.
All right, very nice. All right, gentlemen and lady, let's talk about Blue Chew, which is great. I don't know if you guys if you've ever messed with Blue Chew before, but this is it. I'm telling you right now, I can't fuck without it anymore. It's become too good. It's just regular sex without Blue Chew, in my opinion, is boring. When I think Blue Chew,
how she feels.
I feel like a superhero when I have Blue Chew. Okay, my penis erect, full, rhythmic. It gives my dick better rhythm. It's fucking crazy. I don't know exactly how to explain it, but there's just something. I feel, you know, in the scene in American Psycho where he's banging the chick and he's looking in the mirror and it's right before he's gonna kill her. That's how I feel every time I take a Blue Chew. Is that dangerous? Probably. She probably put that on the side of the package, but that's what I feel like.
Do not listen to Phil Collins while having sex with
the chick. No, I'm kidding. All kidding aside, it really is incredible. Guys, it's the same active ingredients as Viagra or Cialis, which means you know it works, but they work twice as fast because they're chewable pills. They're fruity and tasty, which, Zach, I know you're a big fan of candy and all things sugary, so this is like the best of both worlds. You get a nice big full plump dick, you also get to have candy right before you bang,
and they come in four fun Flintstone shapes.
That's so fun, right? Have you ever hooked up with a guy that uses any sort of sexual enhancement drug?
Not that I know of.
You haven't lived yet. This is the problem. Okay, I'm gonna give you some to bring home to your husband. It's gonna change.
Can I eat it?
You can eat it too. It actually makes your clit as big as Shannon's.
Oh.
That's literally what happens. It engorges. And you're like, holy shit, that's what Shannon's had. You know when they say if you have an erection for more than four hours, call the doctor?
Right.
Shannon's had this giant clit for about 4 months.
Wow. She doesn't care, though. We love it on the table.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's like a homeless guy's foot.
Yeah. So make sure you guys, what you do is you go to bluechew.com, use the promo code RAP, get your first shipment absolutely free. The best part of all of this is you don't have to go to a doctor and get a prescription. They do the entire form right online, get shipped to your house. There's no weird conversations at a pharmacy or with a doctor. This is discreet. It happens at home, it happens online. Once again, bluechew.com. Use the promo code RAP. Free order of Blue Chew. Free order of Blue Chew with the promo code RAP. You just pay $5 shipping. Bluechew.com. B L U E CHEW.com, promo code RAP. All right, let's get back into it. So show me the video of this freezing procedure. First of all, this bitch has got fire abs. Good for her. She doesn't need this even. You fucking bitch. Sorry, I get angry at hot chicks sometimes. I'm an incel. Oh, you make me so angry, you skinny hot bitch. Yeah, she gives a fuck about what she looks like in a bikini. She really does. She's way, she doesn't need...
That's what they do. They put it on and it just freezes it.
Let me see. Kills the fat cells.
At the end of that, you take it off and you do a massage to the treatment area. Then you get up, walk around, go to the restroom, come back, and we hook the next one up. And then when you're finished, when you leave that day, there is no downtime. You can go exercise. Ooh. You can go back to work. There's no sedation, no needles, and no recovery period.
Wow. Yeah, but are you just like shitting out fat like you ate a bag of munchos?
I do wonder what it's like. Like, is it, are your shits fatty?
Is that what
I think. No, I think what happens is, like you said, some of it just stays there. Yeah. But instead of that, you just, it just starts to go down.
Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna. I know someone who did this, and they said that it actually did hurt though, and they used like a CBD cream or something, and that's the only form of any anesthetic that they use. But they did say that it actually did hurt.
Did it work?
I don't know if they only did it one time.
They died.
They were never heard from again.
It says here 1 to 3 sessions also.
1 to 3 sessions. Yeah. Harrington, what?
It also says here that you do actually poop it out over the 3 months.
Yeah, you poop it out.
No, you poop out your fat cells.
You poop it out.
The once killed fat cells get naturally eliminated from the body, meaning sweat, feces, and urine.
Harrington, is that how you were born?
Did somebody shit
you out into
a
toilet?
Oh, just fat shit with teeth.
Dude, forgot the Harrington origin story. Is that some fucking fat bitch got ice fucking lipo and shit him out?
Oh, wasn't that a Doctor Who episode?
That's such a good description for Harrington.
I watched that horror movie.
Happy birthday,
again.
You piece
I love
of
it.
Shit. You're lucky. You're lucky it's your birthday.
Thanks for telling my origin story.
He's so lucky.
Happy birthday, dude.
So really quick, because Paul's got to leave in about 15 minutes or so. Let's get some Scam That Jew scams going. I don't know if Paul's done this.
What is this?
Scam That Jew. We'll explain it.
Scam That Jew.
So we have our fans send in easy to accomplish scams.
Okay.
Simple to pull off. You get caught, you're not going to get into real trouble.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Something simple. You know, you like every time you go into 7-Eleven, you know, you drink the Snapple while you're waiting online, and then when they go to pay for it, just keep it in your forearm. You know, and if they say, "Oh, shit, I'm sorry,"
so you're stealing.
That's one way of looking at it. You know, that's my scam.
The best one
I used to scam.
The best one I think we've had so far is you go to like a Bed Bath & Beyond, and in the same color you buy the cheapest sheets and the most expensive sheets. Then you switch the packaging and return the cheap sheets in the expensive packaging.
Oh,
so it's not like a con, right? It's more of a...
It goes from... There's a bunch. I mean, look, if you contact Gillette and just tell them that your Gillette Mach 3 stopped working.
Yeah, you have an exact brand and you tell them.
Just call them. They're going to send you a coupon for a free Mach 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's just these are little things in life you can do, Paul. We got about 1,000 of them, okay? There's a lot of them out there. I can just we can keep them going.
Life-proof case, if you say the store you bought it in, you don't have to give them a receipt.
I have an amazing, I don't know, we probably don't have time, but I have like an amazing 2-minute story I can tell you about something.
Also, you could also. Here's what happens: the winning scam every week gets a free Scam That Jew T-shirt. This is right here. Scam That. Show them the back, Jew. Okay. And the only way to get that shirt is actually send in a winning scam. So there's only like 10 of these T-shirts in the world.
Oh wow!
So you can also win one.
Okay. Well, I gotta tell you, I think you'll like this.
I was
drunk, leaving a club drunk years ago. Right, 2:30 in the morning, I'm fucking hammered. Okay, we're starving, me and my friends, but we have no money because we spent every last dime we had on booze. So
because you're gonna say sneakers.
He goes. He goes. I go. I'm starving, and my friends. Yeah, and there was a Dunkin' Donuts, and ideas start going. Yeah. And me and my friends used to do this a lot. This is 100% true. So I go to that Dunkin' Donuts. I'm gonna get free food, right? Oh shit! I shouldn't have said the name of it, but anyway.
Fine.
Go to that. It might have been Dunkin' Donuts. Go to that. Yeah.
So it goes to see your face.
So I go on.
Go to that National Donut chain.
Yeah. And my buddy was a construction worker, so we had all the equipment in the back. and I had a sweater on. I was at a club. I take the sweater off. I got a white T-shirt under it. I rub my hands on the floor of his car, and I dirty up the T-shirt. I put a hard hat on, and I walk in with the 3-foot level. They go, we can't go in. We can't go in because we'll lose it, right? So I'm like, I'm going to go get us free food. So almost 3 o'clock in the morning, I walk into this donut shop. They're cooking, baking. I got a hard hat on, a dirty, like from my waist down, looks like I was at a club. I got a dirty T-shirt and at a 3-foot level. I go up to the woman and I go, I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm running a little late on the other job out of nowhere. She gives me the gift of going, oh, is Vinny your boss? And I go, yes, he is. Yes. I go, sorry. She goes, yeah, no, my boss was telling me. My boss was telling me he works with Vinny all the time. I go, I'll be back there real quick. She goes, come around. And within 30 seconds, I'm around the back and my friends are in the car going, what the fuck, dude? And I'm just holding a level and a fucking hard hat, hammered. And I walk in the back and it was, you know, a bunch of, you know, Latinos, Mexican guys making the dough. Oh, so you know about, and then she was like, what do you got? I goes, that's just a safety check. So I just start pointing shit out. There was like a wire. And I go, yeah, you can't. You see that? That can't be exposed. And she was like, yeah. I go, listen, Vinny's friends with my boss. Just put tape over that. You can't have that. Then I walk over to a table and I put the level on the table. And I go, yeah, you see that bubble? Yeah, the bubble needs to be between the two lines. So I go, if you guys just throw a couple coasters, you just throw a couple coasters on there and level it out. And she's going, okay. And then I'm just standing in this like control room in the back. And she's like, you do what you got to do. And I go, yeah. And then she goes, oh, by the way, you want anything to eat? Can I get you anything? And I go, yeah, I would love a sausage, egg and cheese and orange juice. And she goes, yeah, no problem. I'll make you a bag. So I'm just standing there with the hard hat. I'm looking around. I go, listen, tell your boss, if you just take the exposed wires, the table, everything's fine. I'll give a good report. No worries. She hands me the bag. I leave. My friends are laughing. They can't believe it.
Wow.
3 months later, I go, I'm going to do it again during the day. I put on a business suit and I get a briefcase. Jesus.
Same location?
Same location. Ooh. Just to see.
Risky.
Just to see, right. Okay. So I walk in, I got a briefcase and a thing, and I start, and all of a sudden she goes, what do you need? I go, yeah, no, I just need to go check. And she just goes, this is the guy. Stay right here. And I fucking grabbed my shit and I ran out 3 o'clock and we fucking peeled out.
Oh,
yeah,
that's hilarious.
I was on watch.
Okay.
Funny. But I did get my food and it worked.
Like that scam wouldn't win. I'll tell you why. It's not a bad scam. It's a good scam. It would only have, it's dependent on way too much on your acting ability.
It's too much on me. It's then a scam.
It's too much on your ability.
It's almost not a scam.
You can look with a fucking the right uniform. You could probably do anything. Like if if I go get a fucking, you know, a referee uniform, I could probably get some free sneakers from Foot Locker. I could figure it out. You know, I could just make my way into the back and be like, I'm gonna take these to the fucking, you know, Foot Locker shop and fucking test them and, you know, make my way out. But there's a lot. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot that could go wrong. It's very Ocean's 11-esque.
Right. If she didn't say, is Vinny your boss or whatever? Yeah.
There's a 50-50 shot that it's just not going to work.
Right.
You know? So that's why it would be a scam. It's a great scam, though.
Right.
Great.
But you're
story.
Right. Right. More variables have to happen in order for that to go right. Like,
and
that was like mine.
If it does go
night.
Wrong, then, I mean, I'm pretty sure you can go to federal prison. I don't know what you did there, but it sounds like an actual major crime.
Impersonating something or other. Yeah, I'm convinced that, like, a rushed looking white girl holding a tray of Starbucks, I could, like, get into the FBI.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're just like, I guess it's for, okay?
For sure.
And then, just, like, into the White House.
Starbucks is great, though, because I have a couple Starbucks scams. You can just go up to the mobile thing and just take anything.
Yeah.
I order mobile almost every day for Starbucks. Nobody's ever asked me once, hey, what did you order? Is that yours?
Never.
Not once, ever. Never, ever, ever, ever. So if you don't care about what you have, right now, go to a Starbucks in any city that has a mobile pickup area, and it's almost all of them. Boom, you're done.
You call up McDonald's. We used to, in college, we'd call up McDonald's. Go, yeah, you guys left the fries out. We just came there. We had an order. We were there about, how long ago? About a half hour. We had a 20-minute drive. You guys left a small fries and a cheeseburger. They don't want to fight with you.
Yeah, what are they going to do? They don't want to search their receipts during lunch.
Right. Yeah. It's like my word against, you know, it's a shitty thing to do. But
Amazon,
we were, you know, broke college.
It's not a shitty thing to do.
I don't even know
problem with that. Go do that now. That's a better scam, actually. That scam right there would be more likely to win scam that year.
Oh, we did that all the time.
Call McDonald's right now and say, hey, dude, I ordered yesterday. I was there for lunch. I spoke to the manager. I forget her name. But you guys forgot my Big Mac. I'm going to pick it up today. She told me to pop in. They're not going to argue. Who the fuck's arguing with that?
Yeah, yeah. They're not going to have a meeting about a Whopper.
Yeah, there's just no way. Who'd you speak to? I have no idea.
I don't know. She was nice. No, no, you go.
But then
here's
what happens for me, because I've done shit like this too. If they don't believe you, I take it very personally. I take it as if
this is the third time we've gotten Lewis to Burger King on this show alone.
Yeah.
Wendy's was the first one, wasn't it?
But then we got the Burger King.
But for me, the fact that I'm lying is sort of inconsequential, right? So if they don't believe me, like in my mind, they're like,
even if you are lying,
I'm a sociopath. I will literally just go like, oh really, you're calling me a fucking liar, but with the same anger as if they were calling me a liar, because they don't know that I'm lying.
Right.
So it's like, they should just fucking give in here.
Right, right. You're fighting. They're 100% right. You are lying.
But they don't know that. How do they know
that? They don't know that.
It's like when you're walking down the street with a girl that's not your girlfriend and some dude fucking starts hitting on her or starts catcalling her. You don't know she's not my girlfriend. You're just calling me a fucking piece of shit. You're just bitching me out right now. So now I have to fight you with the same veracity as if you were heckling my girlfriend.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yes, Harrington? What?
He wants you to call. Do you want to call McDonald's right now?
Yeah. But call McDonald's. Call the local McDonald's. See if it works.
Amazon will also refund you for anything if you chat with them. Like if you go on the chat on their website.
We've done this plenty. This is another great scam. You know, and all of these scams, they come from actually doing them by accident in real life. That's how they
you do it once and realize like, shit, I could have done that without.
Yeah, why would I ever pay for Starbucks, right?
Right.
So call the local McDonald's and we will give us a scam while he's calling McDonald's. Shannon, give me one.
Okay. First one's from Derek. It starts with just Jew. Only been listening for 2 weeks, but y'all nigs made it a subscriber out of me.
Thanks, doggy.
Anyway, I love the segment and we'll have more write-ups in the future. But for now, I'd like to just give back and share a modified Spotify app for Android that unlocks all premium features except offline saving. No ads, unlimited skips, play any song, 320 kbps's. Highlight the highest quality Spotify.
She's an audio
offers.
Producer, everyone. She's an audio producer.
It's completely free of viruses.
Kilobytes.
Feel free to run it through any malware virus scanner. This is legit. Been hacking since the Napster days. I have an iOS version, but if you have an iPhone, fucking pay for Spotify, faggot. For the fans, please share freely. And I have the link that he gave. So he managed to hack his way into a premium version of Spotify for Android.
He personally made this?
I think so, yeah. He says he's been hacking since Napster days.
Aww. So we can share this link? Am I going to get in trouble for sharing the link?
I don't know.
Harrington,
that part I don't know.
Harrington, go create a fake Reddit profile and share it on Reddit, okay? I know you have a few probably fucking trashing me on Reddit, you piece of shit. You think I don't know? Think I don't know it's not you, you fucking piece of shit?
Your own producer.
Lewis, are you really accusing me of hustling?
Four fucking profiles. I guarantee Harrington has just all of them trashing and agreeing with each other. Yeah, he sucks. He's a fucking piece of shit. Harrington's cool. Are we on hold with McDonald's right now? They have this much of a process?
Or what he's doing.
Did somebody pick up and went, what do you want, Harrington? You fat shit with teeth.
Give us another one. Let's go.
Okay. Oh, he said it's ringing.
That's a good scam. The fact that he's giving away free Spotify.
Yeah. Are you going to talk?
Yeah, to McDonald's?
Yeah.
Am I on with them right now?
He said he can't transfer it while it's ringing.
Oh, he's got to wait till they pick up? See, it's just bad timing. I try so hard. Paul, you don't
anyway,
have to deal
with anything. Anyway, go to the next one.
I bet Ariana Grande never has to deal with this shit.
Definitely not. Mm.
Okay. Okay. Next one is from Andrew. Sup, guys. Congrats on the new album,
what
Lewis.
What up, baby boy?
Don't know if this is shirt worthy, but figured I'd share a scam I recently came across after buying some headphones. The company offers a 3-month Pandora premium trial, similar to what new cars do with Sirius XM, but doesn't ask for any proof of purchase, kind of like the LifeProof scam. Go to jlabaudio.com/Pandora offer and fill out the form. Doesn't matter what you put as long as you use a legit email attached to a Pandora account. Follow links until final step where it asks for a credit card number to start billing after the trial. Use an active but empty prepaid Visa debit card, something any self-respecting something should have. The word's not there. The system only checks that the number is active, not the balance. That's it. Pretty small time investment and easily repeatable with a new email account to the tune of $180 a year. I know this isn't a crazy new scam, but I figured I'd share because the company isn't well known and it's sort of a diamond scam in the rough. This concept can be carried over to other trials or online scams that require a credit card number. It's also a sweet way to listen to Lewis's album if he ever gets on Pandora.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it. That's not a bad scam right there.
I love how you have a segment for criminals to write in. Yeah. Just get shit
That's
done.
Nice.
Come on, man.
Oh, dude, if one of our fans wrote in your scam, it would have been beat the lady behind the counter to death with your 3-foot level.
So you got a toolbox, right? Grab the wrench.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You got a car battery? It's going to get interesting. Yeah. All right, give us another one.
Okay, this one is from Pablo. Hey, Shannon, here's a quick Jewy way to get some interest-free money if you need cash and have no other options.
Interest-free money if you need cash and are out of options. I like it. Any scams that can get us free money are fucking solid scams, because I like being able to just buy whatever I want, you know? It's like a birthday gift. You can get me a fucking, you know, give me a fucking mug, fine. You give me a $20 bill, boom, I'll buy 3 mugs. I'll buy a fucking blunt wrap. Everyone's happy. Go.
Okay, the scam requires you have a credit card and cash advance. And
that's half our audience out.
And a PayPal and a friend with a PayPal. Instead of requesting
could have stopped at a friend.
That's a lot.
Instead of requesting a cash advance with an insane APR, take your credit card, attach it to your PayPal, and make a friend and family payment to your friend. Your friend can then just transfer the money to his bank account, or if he's like me and others that have a PayPal ATM card, you can just take the money out of your PayPal balance from an ATM or by buying something at the store.
Yes, all right, I've done this plenty of times. I did this in LA because my credit card, I left it in New York. So this scam is actually a real thing. It's just cash advance. It's not a scam, okay? And it's sort of, I don't exactly know the parameters on PayPal if they would do it with everybody, but I left my credit card in New York and there's no TD Bank in LA. So I literally didn't have I had no ATM card. That was it. I had no credit cards with me. That's all I had. So there was nothing I could do except for like digital payments and things like that. So I ended up, what did I do? Oh, no, that's what it was.
Made me pay for dinner for a week?
No, that's not what happened. No, the business. Yeah. So I couldn't transfer money from the business account into the TD Bank account. So I had a few $100 left in my TD Bank account. So I ended up paying Kim $1,000 out of PayPal. There was no balance or anything. I just paid her $1,000 out of PayPal and they gave her the cash. And that was that. And then they just deducted it out of my bank account. It made me go negative in my bank account.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
So yeah, but that's not really a scam. That's just sort of like,
you're going, and then you got a fee, though, right?
I got a fucking fee. It was a whole shit sort of. It sucked dick. They also shut off my credit card because it looked like fraudulent activity, because my credit card was in, I didn't have it.
You're 3,000 miles away.
Yeah, it was fucking, it was a whole to-do. Calling the bank was a pain in the ass. Yeah. It's not a great scam. This is.
It seems like just moving money around.
If you're in a pickle, I guess if you have a PayPal and you're in a pickle and you really need some cash, you can do that. But it's sort of specific.
There's an app that you can use that I actually use. It's called Earnin. And when you go on, if you just sign it up and they know that you get paid like weekly or biweekly or whatever, you can take out advance from the next week and go up to $1,000.
Yeah, this is awesome. Yeah. That was from Pablo? Of course it was.
some
really scam that
spick. Our next scam from Lamont.
He has a PS. He says he met you at Fairfield Comedy Club. He was the realest dude who bought you the Dutchies and Herbage after the show.
Fuck yeah, baby
and
boy.
He said for Big J, he bought a Devil Jew figure that he gave him in Connecticut, but it was for the Black Baby on LOS, but he feels it's a better fit for rap. And this is from Dylan. Oh, it says Dylan at the end.
Oh, Dylan.
Yeah. Okay. But his email address is Pablo Escobar.
Oh,
we got it.
It's spelled D apostrophe Illen.
Look, it's not a bad scam. It's fine. It's just sort of like, it's not really a scam. And I don't think they'll let you just do that. I don't think that you could just continuously do that. And you have to pay the money back.
Yeah.
So, next one.
One more. This is from a new listener, Sammy Joe. So I just started listening to you guys today because I was running out of podcasts to listen to at work. And two of my favorite comedians, I'm not a comedian, Shannon Lee and Caitlin Rupert, talked about being on the show. So I had to give it a try. First off, you guys had me cracking up and I love it. Second, I'd like to share a scam I found when I went through my memories.
Did you fucking just choose this because they complimented
you? No, this is the fourth one. No, this is the last one that
we
have. So she went through her memories from Facebook from last year and she found this. So she wanted to share it. So hold on one sec. Oh, it says, sorry, this content isn't available right now.
Cool.
Wow. Sorry.
No winner. No winner today.
You don't like, not even the Spotify guy?
Some of these scammies giving away something that he created. That's great. Fine, give him a shirt. What am I supposed to say? Who cares?
This isn't a scam, but I did avoid getting arrested in Boston one time.
bet you did. Yeah. Hold on. I get McDonald's
being a real
on the line.
Oh.
Hello? Hello?
He says they hung up.
I know it's them. I know it was them that hung up. It wasn't an issue processing the call or transferring.
Yeah, well, maybe it's because she's listening to a group of people talking about scams.
Maybe.
She's like, here is a scam. I did this one thing to get out of a ticket.
I guarantee you I can get a free fucking cheeseburger right now from McDonald's.
Any of them.
Guaranteed. Yeah, I was there yesterday. You guys forgot to put my Whopper. I called in the afternoon. I spoke with somebody who told me she's coming today.
Sir, we don't sell Whoppers. But... Foiled again!
What?
All right, he's calling back. In the meanwhile, I was able to log on to her thing, her memory. It's a little bit, it's a video.
Go ahead, I'm going to see it. Let's see. What is this? Give us some volume.
All right, so it's a claw machine.
Oh,
nigga.
Winner.
Nigga. No. That's not her video, is it?
I do that. I do Big Brother, Big Sister. My little sister is going to love me.
That should be the winner.
But that's not actually her video because that's 5 million views. She's.
Yeah, dude, that's cool as hell, though.
It is pretty cool. But I don't believe her. I don't believe that this is hers. Is this
How
hers? Is this from her Instagram?
It's just something she shared.
Yeah, she shared this a year ago and thought of us when she
okay.
when it came back up in her memories.
It's great, but I can't give her the credit for like recognizing another good scam.
Yeah.
She did bring it to our attention.
DM the person who posted it.
Maybe we can get a scam that you mug for people that bring in other scams.
Oh. Or magnet.
It's a consolation scam prize.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess nobody's inventing these scams for the most part. You can hear a scam and bring it. That's solid, but that's also, would that work?
You're going to get kicked out of the arcade if they see you.
I dare them. How are they going to get me out?
I guarantee you there's...
How are they going to get me out?
I bet everywhere like that has a decent sized security
guard. Nope. Chuck E. Cheese.
That's all people do at Chuck E. Cheese's fight.
I know, and it's like a young petite girl at the front who I could fucking just... I could elbow her head off her shoulders if I wanted to. I could take any child from the 125th Street Chuck E. Cheese with ease. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Mm-hmm. Paul Verzi, thank you very much for
having me. Dude, I had a great time. Let's do it again. Hey, you got to come on mine, man. I want you to come on the Verzi
Effect. I keep on saying I want to come on the Verzi Effect.
Can we do it here?
Yeah, 100%. Anytime you want. Literally anytime you want.
All right.
We have a whole other studio right there that we do for fucking other people's shows.
We're going to do it, dude.
Love it.
Yeah, man.
Love you, buddy.
Thank you, man. Congratulations on everything that you're doing out here. I love it.
I appreciate it, man.
Okay, man.
Thank you very much.
This guy's a hustler. Thank you.
Yeah.
So McDonald's is done. We're done.
He's still trying. He's
Forget
trying.
It. Just fucking end scam that you. We give fine. We'll give the t-shirt to fucking the guy.
Okay.
The
Wait,
guy.
With not the, Sammy.
The app.
Okay.
And scam that Joe.
So what's going on with these vampire facials? Justin Silver gets them?
So it's called PRP treatment, and he does it on his scalp to help regrow his hair. He just did it 2 days ago.
He does.
Oh,
he does this on his scalp to regrow hair. Yes.
So what does PRP stand for?
Oh boy.
Placenta, one of the plasma.
Yeah. Oh, platelet. Thank you.
So he has other people's blood injected into his scalp?
No. So they take out your blood and then put it through this centrifuge thingy, and it separates the plasma from the blood, and then they re-inject that. And with the facials, they just do that on your face to help rejuvenate your face, and then for the scalp, it helps to regrow hair, apparently. He swears by it.
So I can get this in my hair, I can get my fat frozen, and I can get vampire facials.
We're changing lives today.
So fucking, just sounds like a painful... brutal life. I'd rather die.
I'm just still thinking stuff. About Justin's blood in the centrifuge thing because I picture his blood sounding like him.
Let me out.
I'm gay.
What? But what happened here? Somebody got AIDS from it?
Yeah, there were two people that contracted HIV.
Oh, God.
From a spa.
How? They didn't have clean needles. Is that what it was?
Yeah, what were they reusing shit? And some AIDS-y person came in.
Gross.
I feel like people that have AIDS are they fucking thinking about platelet-rich fucking plasma treatments? That sounds crazy to me.
Well, I think we actually looked at this back in November when they closed it down. They were closing it down because of...
I do kind of remember this.
Like, there were some scares about this. Now they found out that two of the people who frequented that spa had HIV.
Oh.
So that's where
you know what it is, though? And this is going to sound alt-righty. Gay guys
love spas.
They love facials. They love spas. They love vampires. A lot of these factors.
It's a perfect storm.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? That sounds like a fucking gay Disney World. A spa, a vampire, and a facial? Holy tits, right?
Yeah. Also, I feel like, I don't know, you wouldn't necessarily, I don't know. Well, no, if someone was doing something with my plasma, I would think you would say,
hey, I'm HIV positive, like, guys, just so you know.
I might assume that it wouldn't matter because there would be some, I don't know.
Clean your centrifuge.
Yeah, or whatever, but.
I think if you had AIDS, you wouldn't even, like, if you went and got a tattoo, you'd be like, I think you would call the shop and be like, hey, before I even come in.
Yeah.
I have HIV.
What do they do? What is the protocol for a person with HIV getting a tattoo? Look that up.
They wear gloves. I mean, everything's done so that.
I'm assuming that. Because you sign off saying that you don't have AIDS.
Yeah.
Essentially, you sign a little thing. You don't have any, like, bloodborne diseases.
Yeah.
But if you do, what is the process? Like,
I don't know.
Do they take the, like, the needle and just throw it into a fucking fire afterwards?
I mean, you're supposed to dispose of them safely anyways.
Yeah. I would just feel like the little AIDS blood specks would get up in the machine.
Yeah.
No matter how clean I got my fucking tattoo gun, I would never believe that the AIDS specks were not inside of it.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. You had a special machine and they take out one from, like, the 40s that they never use.
Connected to, like, an old fucking lawnmower battery.
Yeah.
That's got to be, yeah.
What? Harrington, what? Making a dumbfounded face. Just his default face is.
Lawnmowers don't have batteries.
Lawnmowers have engines.
You know what I meant, fuckface. You know what I fucking meant. Don't fucking mock me on my own show. They got it. They got the context of what I was saying. I'm a professional speaker. That's what I do. What is the process if I have AIDS with getting a tattoo?
Yeah, to getting a tattoo.
I found an article. It says, it says HIV, and it says communication is key, so you have to let your artist know that you have it. Are there any risks? And it says there's almost zero risk of the tattoo artist getting HIV.
Almost. Hit an artery, right in his eye.
Yeah.
But it says, especially when following proper hygiene and safety procedures, and then healing when you have HIV, it depends on your CD4 count. Your cellular, right,
because it'd be hard to heal if you were compromised.
Yeah. So you have to just get those levels checked and make sure that they're at a higher point when you're getting the tattoo, so you're able to actually heal from it.
Now I'm thinking about it. I've probably been tattooed with an AIDS needle.
No, they don't use the needle every time. Mm. Though they should.
Yeah, but they don't need the gun. The machine, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't that part touch your skin and slide across it?
It's covered with plastic. They're supposed to cover it with plastic.
It doesn't touch you.
I don't trust it.
Let's say
you go into a tattoo shop, fucking AIDS patients there right before you. Right? They're getting their fucking 10th year surviving mark with AIDS.
Switch numbers, right. Load them like the waiting room.
Because they do us, they have to wear a thing now. Yeah.
shit.
Pew, pew.
Would you sit down with that needle right afterwards? Or would you just be like, you know, I'm going to come back another day?
It's not the same needle.
It's not the same needle. And if it's covered in plastic.
It's the same gun, though.
But if the gun's covered in plastic. Oh, it would fuck me up a little bit, for sure. But I don't know, honestly. Maybe.
Yeah. And then he sits there and watches it. He's like, I'm going to stay and watch the next person get tattooed.
It would definitely be one of those things where my urge to be polite would fight with my, like, inner.
Fuck that, doggy.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it, doggy and kitties. Yeah. Not happening. All right,
but you fuck without a condom all the time.
Yeah, but come on. I ain't getting AIDS from that. It's not real.
You're going to get AIDS from tattoo blood in your eye, but possibly. You can't get AIDS from
there's a chance.
I can't.
I'm paying straight chicks. Just straight chicks. They're fine.
Yeah.
Not even in the butt.
Anymore,
rarely in the butt.
Oh, okay.
Very rarely.
Also, you're immune to AIDS when you were born from a heroin pussy.
That's true.
Oh, that's good to know.
Listen, this has been a really fun show.
It's like a flu shot for AIDS.
It's been a really fun show. Thank you very much, Sarah Hartshorn. Make sure you follow her. Very funny. Thanks for letting us fuck with you and bust your balls today.
Yep.
Love to have you on the show. We will definitely have you back.
That'd be great.
Make sure you follow everyone on social media. Make sure you guys go subscribe at Gas Digital, iTunes. Mm-hmm. Subscribe to my YouTube channel as well, right?
Got
the Louis J. Gomez on YouTube, Louis J. Gomez Comedy on YouTube. That's where you get all the latest episodes if you guys aren't subscribed on Gas Digital. And buy the merch, merchpump.com/REP. All the new merch is up there, so go do that as well. Mm-hmm. And we love you guys. We will check you on Friday on the Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
Adios, good riddance, fuck you!
That's all, folks.